This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So there is a reason we are playing a little Fleetwood Mac this afternoon. There are rumors, yes, I said rumors, that Fleetwood Mac may be getting back together. Quoting here from the USA Today, almost 50 years later, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham still cannot quit stirring rumors. Two parts of a love affair that helped buoy Fleetwood Mac's success, Nicks and Buckingham whipped fans of, who cares, what, in separate posts on social media, they share what appear to be a handwritten exchange.
Like lyric or something.
They dropped very, what's the word I'm looking for? Guarded hints.
Okay.
That they may be getting back together.
That would fulfill a lot of dreams.
Apparently Nicks wrote on... You know, if this isn't true, it's just a little lie.
Don't stop.
I'm not even going there. I'm not doing it.
I'll see myself.
Not today.
Nicks wrote on her Twitter account, and if I go forward, ... Buckingham replied on Twitter, I'll meet you there. Have you ever seen Fleetwood Mac?
It is one of the few.
I have seen them, and they are incredible.
In my life that I want to see so bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, Christy McVie passed away this past year, didn't she?
I think it was 2 years ago, yeah. So, well, you can get tickets and go your own way.
Okay, really?
Where are they playing? Everywhere?
I'm done. I'm getting...
What would you wear to the concert, Leather and Lace?
Do not make fun of one of my favorite songs.
It was a solo song.
Okay.
It was with Don Henley.
Doesn't matter. It's
cares?
Epic and it's so good. I got a little bit of pushback on a post that I made in support of some of our business owners down the street. And either people are really grumpy today or they're not reading what I am trying to say about the never-ending disastrous construction in Merriam on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
Oh, are you talking about right over here by the new development?
By the brand new gorgeous condos.
Yeah.
Homegrown is one of my favorite restaurants over there. It's been open 90 days. There is a 30 hops brewery over there with huge sports TVs. There's an amphitheater back there. You've got Jersey Mike's on the corner, which we love. This program supports.
Yep.
We've got, is it Cava or Sava, Sam?
Cava. Fantastic, like whole food,
yep,
fast casual restaurant.
And then there's, you know, a Freddy's a little further down, and then you get to I-35. I'm going to tell you what I wrote today and then why people are so mad. I don't understand it because I am trying to fight for those business owners.
Okay.
I wrote, look, I'm a champion of progress. But holy hell, Miriam, you got to wrap it up over here. You have completely choked off access to all of your amazing businesses and the phenomenal new homegrown. By the time westbound traffic realizes there's no way to get back there, it's too late. You have to drive all the way to Nigro's, Scott, to turn around and come back. It was a 9-minute detour. Come on, City of Miriam. That construction's been going on 96,432 days. It's a cluster.
It's not a cluster. As long as what's going out on in Midland
it's
and Shawnee.
It's a cluster when you get off the highway. And here's what I didn't know until today. I was meeting Olivia down there for brunch. When you are going westbound on Shawnee Mission Parkway toward I-35, and you pass Jersey Mike's on the left, you pass Cava.
Yeah, there's no getting over.
There is no turning
you gotta
in.
You got to turn left on Antioch.
To get into anywhere, there's a Krispy Kreme right there. And by the time you realize there's no way in, you're there at the light to turn in, and you look and you go, oh, they've shut that down too. There is no way to turn around on Shawnee Mission Parkway. You just keep passing no U-turn signs until you get to Nigro's, which it was a 9-minute detour to come back. I came back because I love homegrown that much. What percentage of people are going to pass that, take a 9-minute detour and come back? You're crazy if you think it's any lower than 95-96% of people are going to go, forget it.
Yeah.
I'll get something past I-35.
So I don't even know what they're doing there. And I drive by that every single, I mean, that is literally.
It was supposed to be done in the spring.
That is literally my drive to work. And every day you have to get over if you're in the far right lane. But can I just complain for a quick second? And I know I've complained about this until the cows have come home. What in the name of Sam Hill are they doing at 435 in Midland? They are killing mom and pops out there.
Oh, still.
That is the construction project from hell. I know that they're repaving or rebuilding the bridge over Midland, I-435 over Midland. But for the love of God, man, do you only work on Monday? It is insane how long that intersection has been shut down.
Well, since we're doing early Festivus Friday traffic and construction grievances.
Help yourself.
Warnell Road, finally repaving it. I've been complaining about Warnell Road for the entire 28 years of my
it's
life.
One gigantic sinkhole.
Yes. Even when you were one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm super happy that they're finally repaving it. However, can you not leave an outlet to some of those businesses that are only accessible via Warnell Road?
Hmm.
Because there's a number of those businesses that people have just flat out not been able to get to for 8 months.
So one of our listeners, Cynthia.
Oh, yes. People were upset with you.
Who follows my page, by the way, said you were put out for 9 whole minutes. Wow. Well, at least you weren't on an airliner that crashed or a bridge that collapsed or a multi-vehicle pileup on a major highway. This isn't even a first world problem. It's called life. Deal with it.
Wow.
And I replied, you are missing my point badly. I went out of my way to go back, annoyed, but I went out of my way to go back because we love homegrown and I want to support that business. 99% of people, everybody else, is going to pass that and go forget it and keep driving until they find someplace else. If you own that Cava or that Jersey Mike's
or the Starbucks,
their business is bleeding customers right now. And when I went in, I said to the girls, I go, have they told you at the hostess stand, when is this construction going to be done? Mm-hmm. And one of them said, oh my gosh, they've got to be done. They've got to wrap this up.
I go back. Scott, what are they doing? I never see anybody doing anything.
I have no idea.
Luckily, I don't have to drive that route anymore. But yeah, when I was getting off of 69 Highway every single day, the cones would narrow it down to two lanes, and I never once saw anybody working every day. I don't know if I drove through at the perfect lunch hour every day, but I never saw a single person working.
Someone else writes in, Turner Diagonal Bridge construction is horribly inconvenient over in KCK. That's been down for 2 years, and you get stuck waiting on a parked train for half an hour at a time. Someone else wrote, try going through that area as part of your morning commute. Ugh. A good friend of the program wrote, I cannot remember a time that Shawnee Mission Parkway is not under construction and she has to go to the plaza to go to work. Mm. And she said, it's a nightmare. The inconvenience is one thing. If you own a business there, you have every right to be furious.
913-586-7798. Don't forget, in about 45 minutes, we have Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So Steve Miller, yes, that's Steve Miller, fly like an eagle, the Joker. He is flying like an eagle away from his 2025 tour dates.
Oh, I'm a Joker. I'm a
smoker.
Okay, got it. The Peaches Tree song.
Yeah. Okay. Fly like an eagle.
Got it.
To the sea.
So those fans are older, right?
Well, I'm a fan. I'm only 54.
Older.
Wow.
Keep reading.
The 81-year-old musician Steve Miller said in a statement Wednesday that all of its upcoming tour dates have been canceled due to various extreme weather events.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting here from the band, the Steve Miller Band, the combination of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, massive forest fires make these risks for you, our audience, the band, and the crew unacceptable. So you can blame it on the weather. The tour is canceled. Now, let me reread some of these things. Because the last time I saw Steve Miller was in 1989 at Starlight Theater. I don't even know that he could fill Starlight Theater anymore. How many times has Starlight Theater been closed because of extreme heat? The answer is none. Unpredictable flooding. The answer is none.
It says right there in the recording, they do shows rain or shine.
Tornadoes. Really? Who did the recording?
The wonderful and
Stop
lovely
it.
Dana Wright.
Stop it.
I won't play it.
Why are you trying to make this... Scott, he is 81 years old, and I know he's not doing a show like Taylor Swift in the Eras Tour, but you know she trained for a year to be able to do those shows.
Oh, I have no doubt.
In rain, in heat, in snow.
And he's 81.
And he's 81, but also his fan base, you know, they're not in their 20s. That's all I'm saying. The average age of the passionate Steve Miller Band
fan?
Groupie is going...
I don't think Steve Miller has groupies
is going
anymore.
To be north of 65. That's just a fact. And so I saw that headline and I thought that is an appropriate action to take. And Scott writes back in a text this morning, well, it's just because they weren't selling any tickets. I don't think that's true at all.
I do.
I think it's because their fans will be dropping like flies, and he's 81 and will be too.
You know what? Then keep your tour dates in Minnesota, North Dakota, Washington State, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Alaska, where it's cooler.
The tour ends on November 8th in California, or was set to end on November 8th in California.
Well, you know the extreme heat in California in November.
Yeah, how do you predict the weather 6 months out?
Dana, it's low ticket sales. That's right, Lizak. It's low ticket sales, and he's trying. I mean, Kiss did the same thing, or not Kiss, but Gene Simmons was going to go on tour this summer, and they ended up bagging out on the overwhelming majority of his tour dates because people don't want to see Gene Simmons if he's not covered in face paint and wearing 7-inch heels. I mean, that's Gene Simmons, not Gene Simmons without the makeup,
right,
standing in front of a crowd singing only Gene Simmons Kiss songs. And so he canceled a vast majority of his shows this summer, claiming I can't remember what the excuse was, but we all know what it is: low ticket sales. And there's no shame in that game. Listen, Steve Miller, you're 81. Abracadabra, bro. You had a great career.
I love that song. I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round. And then down they go, we need a medic.
Is he issuing refunds? I would hope so.
I don't know that there's enough tickets that were sold to even have to issue refunds.
Stop it.
Well, says that he filled up SoFi Stadium last year.
There is no way in Sam Hill that Steve Miller filled up SoFi Stadium last year. There is absolutely no way.
I think you would be surprised, Scott.
Dana, I saw him in 1980... His last charted hit was in 1982 with Abracadabra.
Okay, when was Stevie Nicks' last charted hit? You could say that for all kinds of bands that do very, very well.
Stevie Nicks, when she tours with Fleetwood Mac, can fill up the T-Mobile Center.
People are still going to watch Bon Jovi, and people are still going to watch...
Well, that text was a little misleading. It was a massive show at SoFi. Journey, Steve Miller, and... Def Leppard.
Okay.
They probably filled the stadium.
I'm going to guess that Steve Miller played when the sun was still up, which is to say he was the opening act.
What do you have against Steve Miller?
The vitriol coming from your mouth about Steve Miller is unwarranted and unnecessary.
We're not talking about Weird Al over here.
I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Dare I say... I think Steve Miller's music sucks.
Okay, but that doesn't mean it should not frame this conversation in the way that you are framing this conversation because you don't happen to be a fan.
Now, it is confusing why he's canceling the entire tour and blaming weather. That just doesn't make any sense
to
me.
Sam, he's 81. He's 81.
But it's not going to be hot on November 8th in California. And if it is, we've got other bigger problems.
That's probably true.
All right. If my
incredibly biased opinion
was too much, then I apologize.
Thank you.
I do apologize. Just not a fan. Okay. Moving on. There is a mom in California. She has had four children. All of her children were born on July 7th.
All four of them?
All four of them were born on July 7th.
Quadruplets?
Nope.
Okay, no, wait. Did she induce? Because that doesn't count.
At least on this latest one, on the fourth one, she did not. It started 6 years ago when her name, by the way, is Nazhe Drake. Mm-hmm. And it started 6 years ago when Mrs. Drake gave birth to her oldest son, Kiwan. His due date, though, was July 20th. Drake then unexpectedly welcomed her second and third kids also on July 7th, with Nazalia arriving in 2021 and Kaylin in 2022. Their due dates were later in the month, July 22nd and July 17th,
wow,
respectively.
Okay.
She tells Good Morning America, I did not expect to deliver them on July 7th. It seemed like every time it was just a shock. It was not planned. They all had different due dates.
Good for her.
And then this past week, this past July 7th, so about 11 days ago, Drake said she was getting ready to celebrate her three older kids' birthdays. When all
Surprise!
Of a sudden,
you have another sibling. Happy birthday!
She went into labor. That's right.
What was she doing in early October every year?
Right? That's the other question.
Come on, lady.
What do you think?
Well, we know at least one thing.
When we get back, you know how hard it is to hire and retain dispatchers, and they've done all of this stuff in Kansas City to get more, right? They've upped the salary. Like, yep. It's stressful. There's a dispatcher that is in trouble for calling out a serial 911 caller. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you how many times this caller has phoned emergency services, and there ain't no way anyone has that many emergencies. A dispatcher finally gives her a piece of her mind, and now the dispatcher is in trouble.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way in 30 minutes. It is brought to you by Q39.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hang on, this headline has me intrigued. From ABC News, a man in Massachusetts became $2 million richer after buying two $1 million winning lottery tickets by accident?
What?
Paul Corcoran participated in the July 9th Powerball drawing, but with one unusual, unplanned twist. He bought one ticket for seven drawings, but then mistakenly thought that the final drawing on that ticket had already occurred, so he then purchased another ticket for the same drawing. This lucky mistake led to Corcoran winning two $1 million prizes for the same drawing.
No way!
According to the lottery in Massachusetts.
See, this is why you need one of those lottery booklets, so you don't make million-dollar mistakes.
Both Powerball tickets matched all five white balls drawn that night. He just didn't get the Powerball in either one. Corcoran claimed his prize of $2 million. That is the amount before taxes on July 11th.
All right.
Now, that logic only makes sense if you win just the sole $1 million, because if you were to win the full jackpot with two tickets with the same numbers,
you're just splitting it yourself.
He's splitting it with himself.
Don't you think the lottery looked into that? They were like, wait a minute, we've got one guy who won twice, and he probably had to explain himself. Listen to this next story, because I don't know why this woman did an interview, because sometimes, even if you think you're a victim in a case, you should not share your story, and this would be one of them. A 911 dispatcher has been charged for her rant to a woman who has called police nearly 200 times. Mm. This story is for all you dispatchers out there who've had it. You've had it. Everyone has the one serial caller that can't stop calling, and this dispatcher took matters into her own hands. A police dispatcher in Ohio has been charged for allegedly making a spiteful phone call to a resident in June. On June 6th, Karen Clinton received the phone call she says she will never forget. She says the phone rang, I rushed to pick it up, and when she read the caller ID, it said Twinsburg Police. My heart started racing. I was bracing for impact. Do I need to sit down? The phone call wasn't bad news about any of her loved ones, but what the dispatcher said to her, quote, left her speechless. The dispatcher said, this is the Twinsburg Police, and asked, do I have your full attention? Once Clinton said, yes, I'm listening, the dispatcher replied, well, congratulations, you win the prize. We call it the booby prize. You are the dumbest person to call the police department on a repeated basis. The caller, who was later identified as 911 dispatcher Loretta Nash, allegedly continued by going into detail about the number of times Clinton has called in the last 15 years. And I'm quoting here from the dispatcher. Since 2010, you have made 183 phone calls. In the last 5 years, we have conducted 954 traffic details on your street. Now, Clinton, the one who took the call, says she's a former firefighter and knows how important 911 calls are. When she did call first responders, she said it was never on the emergency line, but always on the non-emergency number.
For what reasons?
This woman says, this call was to humiliate me by implying I made frivolous calls to 911, something she denies.
If you're calling the police and or fire 200 times, they're frivolous.
Listen to the 911 call woman. The dispatcher came into my home via telecommunication, quote, and terrorized me in my own home. I want her charged.
Simmer down.
Nash has been charged with telecommunications harassment. Now, Scott, if I'm if I'm the dispatcher, I would say that she, the woman's the one harassing us.
Mm-hmm. You think?
And she's calling about people speeding? I mean, they mentioned traffic detail.
Doesn't say, Sam.
Or is that parking?
The number is 200. 200 calls. So,
I mean, I've known people in my life that definitely would have called the cops 200 times over that span of time because people fly down their street.
What was the span of time again for the 200
calls? Since 2010 overall, but then in the last 5 years, I think they ramped up. My heart started racing. I'm going to go back and
my
see.
My heart started racing.
She has been charged. Come on.
I know of a guy who took a stencil and painted the speed limit in giant numbers on the road, which is illegal, by the way.
Yeah, that's called vandalism.
They don't appreciate when you do that.
She did. The dispatcher did say, you are the dumbest person.
At least she's honest. Give her credit for that.
Stop calling.
You are the dumbest person 911. Who has ever called 911. But, you know, I'm not going to defend the dispatcher because what she did was unprofessional. It was wrong. But I can to a degree understand it. It is when you are...
It's a thankless job. They work long hours.
When you're on the receiving end of, you know, the endless calls from people who are calling about, let's be honest, nothing. Or, you know, I just got a text on the text line that told me to go blank off and die. Literally, that was the text that just came in. Blank off and die. Because of what I said about Steve Miller and not liking his music. And for that, I should go die somewhere. Mm-hmm.
This is why I don't read the text line ever.
I mean, you can understand where somebody finally just says, enough is enough.
Karen, by the way, her name is Karen.
Oh,
legitimately, her name
is
Karen. She admits that she's a neighborhood watchdog. She did a sit-down interview with Fox 8. I wouldn't have done the interview.
Is she a crime observer?
She admits that she is a neighborhood watchdog, but doesn't think she deserves this. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
If the dispatcher had said to her, enough, or you win the booby prize, when Karen had called 911 for help, so time number 201...
So you're saying the fact that she reached out
is it
to
the,
her.
It's the fact that she reversed it and called her.
Probably.
Took the time to write down the number.
Well, they probably memorized it, Sam. As a dispatcher, that number is going to come in, and you keep saying, well, it's Karen again.
Here comes Karen. Must be somebody speeding down Elm. Again, what she did was wrong. She went about it the wrong way. But
a trial date's been set for September, by the way.
But criminally charging, so I would be okay if they said, you know, dispatcher lady, why don't you take a week off, no pay, and don't do that again. Don't call Karen again. But for Karen to sit there and say that she felt terrorized
in her own
traumatized
home.
That this woman used telecommunications to invade her home is a bit of a stretch and an exaggeration.
You think?
She is a Karen. From the text line, we've called the police at least 40 times because of two neighborhood teenagers riding their electric motorcycles in a dangerous manner on the road around our subdivision. The captain of the department says there's a threshold that you have to get to before prosecuting. And they go into detail about the case, but 40 times they've called.
40 is not 200, Sam.
And I actually think...
I would also say that's not a 911. To me, that's not 911. That is a non-emergency number that you would call and just say, hey, who can I talk to about this?
But what has to happen at some point, and I don't want to discourage people from calling 911 for legitimate emergencies or legitimate problems, or if it's not 911, calling the police department or the fire department saying, hey, you know, I just want to let you guys know we've got an issue out here. You know, there are 12-year-old kids riding on golf carts all over the neighborhood, and they're being reckless, and it's dangerous, et cetera, et cetera. But when you're calling the police department or 911 200 times over whatever amount of time it was, at some point, the police department or, dare I say, the city attorney has to get involved and say, you're abusing the system. If you do it one more time where we consider it to be frivolous, you will be
charged
financially penalized.
Or is there a charge abuse of the 911 system?
I'm sure there is. But people, I mean, when, you know, we hear these stories all the time about people who call 911 because they didn't get enough sauce in their Taco Bell bag, or McDonald's didn't include their fries, or whatever. I mean, that is so blatantly frivolous and such an abuse of the system, and you're tying up very precious reserves. You should be financially penalized for that and have to pay, you know, $100 or $150 or whatever. That way, the only time you call 911 or the police department or the fire department on their non-emergency lines is when there's actually something to report.
The fine depends on the state and what the statute says in that state, but ranging from $200 to $1,000 per call.
Good.
If you are deemed a nuisance caller who calls without emergencies all the time.
Wouldn't you suggest that Karen is a nuisance caller? She's called 200 times. I can count on one finger how many times I've called 911.
In Virginia, that can lead... In Virginia, it can land you up to a year in jail.
Reading is hard.
It is. Speaking, really.
It's all right. It's Friday.
913-586-7798. We are about 15 minutes away from Festivus Friday. That comes up right after the 5 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks. SkyWest flight landed in Cedar Rapids, Iowa last night due to an unruly passenger. He is already cleared and ready to board on Jerk Air.
Were these the guys that tried to storm the cockpit?
No, they tried to open the door, the exit door on the flight.
Oh, yeah. People love it when you do that.
The FAA said SkyWest Flight 3612 landed at the Eastern Iowa Airport in Cedar Rapids last night, quote, after the crew reported a passenger disturbance. The passenger was arrested. He's been identified as 23-year-old Mario Nikprelaj. From Nebraska.
Common spelling.
Nikprelaj is facing charges of disorderly conduct, assault, possession of prescription medication.
Right.
I didn't realize that possession of prescription medication was an actual charge. He got the old tax stamp charge.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Gotta have the tax stamp there, dude.
Apparently, while he was on the flight, he tried to open an emergency exit.
You know, Carrie just got home today.
But she took a couple days off to go to Grand Teton.
No, she took a couple of days off to clear her head because she was not getting back on an airplane after that disaster in Salt Lake City. And that plane, by the way, was full of people from Kansas City. That plane was supposed to go from Salt Lake City to Kansas City when it lost hydraulics, and they were all told that the pilots had lost the ability to steer the plane.
Huh.
She's back home safe. All of you are.
Spaghetti tacos, peanut butter and pickle sandwiches, even beer. A new survey has found the wildest lunch requests that kids make from their parents. And the lunchtime priorities that parents insist on. The poll of 2,000 U.S. parents of school-aged children found that many kids have asked their parents for strange additions to their packed lunches, from a cold baked potato to raw beets, even crab legs. One kid even asked for a Salisbury steak. And parents recalled having to say no to many lunch requests, including beer, ice cream, sushi, and seafood boils. More classic obvious picks that kids say they love to eat for lunch were, would you care to guess?
Chicken nuggets. Chicken tenders.
No.
Kid food.
No. We're not talking, we're talking about, I want my mom to pack this or my dad to pack this for me.
I don't know.
Chicken tenders is what you get from the lunch.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
Didn't make the list.
Really?
Mm-mm.
What do they want?
They want pizza.
Okay.
Chips. Cookies. Fruit snacks. 92% said fresh fruit.
They're lying.
Yogurt pouches. Here's what I find to be hard to believe. The survey found that 78% of parents send their kids to school with a packed lunch.
No way.
There is no way that's accurate.
Uh-uh.
I was an outlier. I got school lunch.
Do you remember fruit roll-ups when we were growing up, Scott?
Yes, I do.
And the satisfaction when you unrolled it and you got to peel the plastic back off of it. I'm sure it was bad for you. I'm sure it was full of dyes.
It's still in your stomach,
and
Dana.
And probably doesn't have any fruit in it. I don't even care. I yearned for the fruit roll-up in my lunch growing up.
It was good. But you know that went straight to your stomach and then straight to your butt.
Oh, yeah. Sam, is it true that it's going to be just hell on earth here in Kansas City the next week? Because I just saw Bender posting about this.
The high is the same for 6 days in a row, and it's only 2 degrees below 100.
Oof.
This says an extreme heat warning goes into effect for Kansas City at noon Saturday through 7 p.m. Wednesday, with the heat index between 105 and 110.
Oof.
It's going to be hot.
Oof.
And you're going to need a pool.
It's going to be hot. You're going to need a pool.
In Tempe, Arizona, one family ordered Grubhub. After a while, they got a knock at the door.
It's not this.
And it was not the Grubhub driver.
Nope.
It was a Tempe, Arizona police yeah. officer. How are you? He said. Good, the customer replied. So, your Grubhub driver, yeah, he got arrested.
They arrested that driver.
Anyway, we hope you appreciate the pizza.
They hands dropped the
pizza
off.
They brought the
yes,
pizza?
They and dropped walks off. Away. They
that's
arrested
nice.
The Grubhub driver and then dropped off. Did they say what they arrested him for?
It does not say, no. But the Tempe, Arizona Police Department put out a statement saying when a delivery driver is arrested during a traffic stop, our officers will make sure that pizza still gets to the customer.
That's right.
The order was a hot and ready. And
good
the suspect was caught and steady.
They put the serve and protect.
We're committed to serving our community 24/7, whether it's safety or pizza.
Grubhub ain't going to deliver itself when the guy's arrested.
The Jackson County Legislature has overridden Frank White's veto of his own recall. We talked with the
yes.
chairman of the Jackson County Legislature yesterday.
It was a unanimous override, I believe.
The only thing I see is decisive.
It was unanimous.
Was it unanimous? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. They have overridden that and all the other vetoes that Frank White issued yesterday.
What did he think was going to happen when the initial vote was unanimous? You only need 6-3 to override.
He's stalling, Sam. He's stalling.
He is stalling.
At the expense of property owners and business owners.
And I love Frank White as a baseball player, but he has gots to go.
And the rights of the citizens.
He has gots to go. All right, phone lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. We just cleared them all. It is time for Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. This is the best and easiest time to get in, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. We'll get to your grievances in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community with countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear
no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.